Our next speaker is Huizu Yu from Kansas State University. She'll be talking about poster number 76.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Huizu, from a graduate student from Kansas State University. In April this year, I went to the Pathfinder Forum and was able to see a huge search for differentiating product properties that could meet humanization needs from the pet parents. And this study I'm going to introduce you is actually on the track of addressing that. So what we notice that fat and oils are commonly used in the extruded pet food, including cat food, added together with the flavoring system during the production. However, the effects of fat and oil on the aroma properties of the cat food actually was largely unknown. So what we try to understand is what we try to look up for the published documentation, but actually very limited resources were available there. So in this study, a total of 28 kibble samples mainly produced from four sources of main grain ingredients, rice, corn, red sorghum, and white sorghum, were coated with seven different types of the fat and oil. So each of the sample were compared in terms of two aspects. So first, we look at the descriptive sensory analysis to see how was the difference in terms of aroma profile, and then we look at the gas chromatography, mass spectrum to compare their volatile compounds composition. So here is a result from descriptive sensory analysis. So you could see that actually coating with fish oil and the salmon oil could differentiate the samples out compared to coating with the other type of the fat and oil with aroma properties of oxidized oil, fish, and hay-like. And then you may ask why there is oxidized oil there. This is a good point. Is it positive or negative? And then a very natural question you may ask, how was that liked by cat? Actually, we do have some assumptions about that, but unfortunately, we do not have data to justify on that at this moment. Further, we use the regression modeling to try to understand the relationship between the sensory and the descriptive sensory analysis result. And we were able to see that specific volatiles which have been reported have fishy note, oily note, and hay-like note actually predicted well the results we found from the descriptive sensory analysis. Sure. So to draw a conclusion, we could see that coating with fat and oil could impact aroma properties of the samples to a degree. So what could this be helpful for us as we consider this can be helpful to achieve a more smart sourcing for the fat and oil ingredients for manufacturing? And what's more is that we consider combining this information with the will be also helpful to have a more efficient selection of the oils of the oil and the fat ingredients and combining with the flavoring system you could use for your manufacturer also. So thank you for this, and you can come to our poster 76 to understand more about this study. Thank you.